If you had all been very smart, you would have gotten on with your life years ago. And you had gotten on with it in terms of that you would have come to understand something about the awareness of your reality, that in fact you do create it. And that if you had moments to ponder in reflection, you would see that everything in your life you ultimately brought into being by the way you thought. Now, memory does not necessitate reality. Memory does not necessitate what you're going to be when you grow up. But a pause to focus does. If you had the ability to pluck out any of those memories and focused upon it, that then is your reality. So people, did you know that you're running in the rears? Did you know you have 90% reality yet to create? 90% reality to create. That's all sitting there. All you have to do is focus upon any of it. And it comes into being. If you would have been very wise entities, you would have understood something very important, like I did. There is something succinctly different about the wind and the way it moves when you contemplate upon it. There is something very, very different the way that a flower blooms if you stop and look at it. It's different. And if you would have taken that into consideration, you would have understood this, that the whole world that you see is only 10%. 10%. That the whole world that is the sum total of your personality is only 10%. That's why you have less than a third of your brain activated. Now, one would have to ponder, well, surely the great explorers have explored and found all of these things, and they're three-dimensional, four-dimensional. Four-dimensional to them, three-dimensional to me. I saw the picture, they saw the real thing. It was moving, four-dimension, three-dimension to me. What is it then that locks you in to this ability to know only four dimensions? What is it? There's something that I realized early on in my life. What haven't you realized? If you conclude that theoretically there are more dimensions, even in the bands, we are talking seven dimensions in the bands alone. But those dimensions are multiplied as well. Let us say that in every band there is seven potential dimensions. Now, if you say and agree that those work for you, and if you've experienced them, then there's obviously four more levels of consciousness, four more levels of subtler energy that you have not experienced. And how complex, how dimensionalized are they in comparison to what you are experiencing? So what is it that's trapped you? Come on. What is it? What is it? This. And this can be called thinking. Thinking. Recycled ignorance. Recycled 90% theory, memory, 10% truth, always corrupted when you pass it to someone else. Your truth passed to someone else becomes their memory or their theory, but they haven't experienced it. Do you understand? Now, thinking. Listen to me, people. So you think your way into limitation, don't you? You want to hear something else astonishing? Yeah, sure. You can add this to your memory. Maybe some of you to your experience. Maybe we should make this experience happen. That if thinking Is the limitations in which you've lived in, do you know that 90% of your thinking ability has always been negative? Negative. Do you know that maybe 10% of the way you have thought in life has been positive? Want some proof? Struggling to be better people, aren't you? Aren't you? That means you have manifested the negative all your life. And 90% of your life has been struggling to become a success because you are a failure. And you're a failure, not by virtue of experience, but by memory. Want to argue? You'll lose, like you always have. If we were to sit down and spend a day analyzing all your life by doing an extended grid and then layering it with memory, then we would also then draw lines to manifestation and how your life has been, and you would see so clearly that 90% of your life has been manifested in the negative. It is 10% to the positive. That's the reason why you created guilt. That is the reason why you created lack and a sense of failure and a sense of emptiness. But you know, you've had a lot of help along the way too, because the great secret that was always protected, and those, whether it was kingdoms or religions, sought to root it out, to destroy it, was the ability to be a sovereign now, the ability to traverse this, to become this, that it was actually possible to outthink God. It was actually possible to outreason God. It was actually possible that people were equal instead of unequal. Now, don't you understand? This has presented a worldwide reality, even a small universal one. Because as long as this reality exists, then that 10% exists for 10% of the entities that rule the universe exist on 90% positive because of you. Well, let's look at it. If you could manifest, you wouldn't need to acquire. If you could manifest, you wouldn't need to purchase. If you could manifest, you wouldn't be intimidated by a god. If you could manifest, you wouldn't be afraid of hellfire. If you could manifest, you wouldn't die. If you could manifest, you wouldn't have disease. And do you see the catastrophic effects of all of that? Do you?
Yes.
Did you know that all that's possible? Because the material world is vulnerable to one whose piercing focus draws it into coagulation and magnetically to them. The greatest, greatest secret that your government and those who rule the world have are not machines. Such powerful minds that they can think into an electromagnetic flux and create. That's the prize secret. Now, isn't it interesting that all of your life has been lived on a treadmill of non-experience but to the negative? All of your life. Because you've been fighting failure, so you've never actually experienced it, have you? You've been fighting guilt, you've never actually experienced it, you've been fighting it. So all of your life, you have been living in a box, and the box is filled with human horrors. And they manifest through your mind. So, if then we would say that the whole of the human existence, everyone who lives in the world, that the world had one magnificent grid in which it does. That the world itself has grid lines, power lines. And it's interesting to see the civilizations that live within them. That if the whole world then has a matrix or a grid of thinking, the whole world, and your group is up here somewhere in this little grid box, that everything that feeds humanity comes to them electrically. Sparks that spark the brain or bring up chemically those images, and it's called programming. So the whole human civilization has one massive program. Some of it is different in different areas due to politics and religion, due to that which is termed status and world power. But everyone has a grid and they all feed off of it. It's like one large net that encompasses the world. And it's only about a foot away from your head. And you live off of that network. So the programming has benefited all of you to the degree that you are exactly what you're supposed to be. 90% negative, 10% positive. It's called mediocrity. It's called the rabble in the marketplace. It is called the sheep. It is called those who only want their small comforts, but they will toil day in and day out to get them, and they're happy to have them. They are those who have given their power away. What power do they have? They only have 10% knowingness. They have no power, except if something happens that suddenly they gain knowledge. Are you with me? And the knowledge says simply this: you are God. It's inside of you. It's within you. It's inside this brain. And then it's inside that mind. And then it's the pulse of consciousness and energy. And the way we're going to show you that is we want you to stop thinking. Stop thinking and focus on something else. Focus. It's going to be hard in the beginning because you're not used to stop thinking. Because you respond just like one of those streetcars that has to run, a trolley hooked up to an electrical line. You're all little trolleys. And you're used to being hooked up. I'm saying get unhooked. Become nothing except a focal point. And I'm going to show you that you can manifest anything. And when they learn that, when they get the taste of that honey, then forevermore will they be changed, because you cannot understand how limited you are until you begin to see how inexperienced you are, till you begin to see that just sitting still and focusing is one of the hardest things you've ever done in your entire life, because you have been programmed to think, not know.